come into the rain in the presence of God. Would you just lift your hand, invite him in. Holy Spirit, we say to you that you are welcome here. You are welcome. Have your way in the midst of your people.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God bless you all. Amen. I want to welcome you all again to Kingdom Exousia Ministries International, our prayer prophetic ministry training call. We're so glad that you all can join us on tonight. I'm going to turn the Amen. Amen. Praise God. I just want to turn all of the chimes off, amen, because we are recording, and I'm gonna be muting the lines as we go. Amen. We got an exciting evening ahead of us on tonight. Amen. There's a young lady that I just gotten to know recently. Amen. And I'm telling you, God put it in my heart to ask her to come and teach on one of these calls. And I just kind of left it alone, and just, you know, how you get something from the Lord, and you know, you don't get that peace right away, amen. So I'm one of those ones. I wait for that alert in my spirit. I call it the peace alert or that peace alarm, amen. And I felt it, amen, on today, and it just so happened when the Lord dropped me in her spirit, I went to text her this morning and asked her, was she ready to teach, amen. And certainly the Holy Spirit must have triggered something in her spirit as well, because it was definitely the timing of the Lord, and I believe she's ready. Amen. And I don't even know if she's ever taught in this capacity before. I'm not even going to tell her how many folks is listening on tonight, but we got quite a few. Amen. And we thank God, amen, for all of you all that have joined us. Amen. Those that's been following the prayer prophetic ministry calls around the country, we thank God for you. Amen. And I certainly want to even thank God for those, too, that have visited the website, and you see the vision that we have for 24-hour and 7-day-a-week prayer. I believe that God is really moving in that thing. We got quite a few people that have signed up, but still the vision is not at hand just yet. It's not complete. We still haven't even touched what God is really saying just yet. Amen. Our goal and our desire is to institute and orchestrate a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week prayer line, amen, where people around the country can touch and agree in prayer with a mighty prophetic and prayer ambassador in each state. Amen. And it doesn't even matter, I'm telling you, if it's more than one person per state. Amen. I know that there are states, much like where we are here in Texas, we got cities here that are huge and great in both cities and regions. And I'm telling you, there are certain people that have been assigned to different territories that have been given the ability and the skill by the Lord to pray specifically for the people that dwell in those specific cities. We all deal with certain principalities in our regions, and I believe that's one of the reasons why God is raising up so many apostolic and prophetic vessels in this hour, because this is the type of thing, these are the type of things that we need to be, again, to be knowledgeable of, so that we would know how to deal with it in prayer. Amen. Some cities that you run into, you'll find out that people are so oppressed of the devil. You know, and I was sharing with my wife, you know, we've been here now going on, I believe, 10 months, matter of fact, going on 11, it'll be 11 in September. We've been in Texas, in Temple, Texas, and there's such an oppressing spirit here. And many people, I've never been in a place. Now, I come from Gary, Indiana. You know, we used to be murder capital of the country. Amen. You know, but then again, you know, when you say Gary, Indiana, the only thing people think of is Michael Jackson. Amen. It ain't that exciting. Praise God. It's history, but it ain't that exciting. But I tell you, one of the things that we dealt with strongly up there was a very strong oppressing, impoverished spirit in that region. And it's somewhat similar here, except that here you have a lot of people that are just really walking around literally like the walking dead. And that's another, I'll go into that another time. I just want to encourage y'all tonight to really grab hold of what God is saying. I believe that we're getting ready to hear a word from the Lord. All the way from Wisconsin, amen, we got Renisha Murillo. Am I saying your name right, Renisha? Is it Murillo?
It's Renisha Murillo, but
Renisha. Y'all have to pray for me. Y'all don't charge it to my head and not my heart. I will jack your name up.
You ain't the person. You won't be.
Well, Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, I heard a sound come out of the woman of God's spirit some time ago. I remember releasing a prophetic word over her life, and I heard some things coming out of her spirit, and the Lord began to speak something else. So I believe tonight you guys are going to have an opportunity to hear the same thing, but you're going to hear it in another capacity. I believe that the Lord is getting ready to stir something up like never before. These calls are not only designed for us to hear a word from God, amen, but it's also to train us into the capacity of both prayer and in the prophetic, and also in intercession. Amen. And I'm telling you, we need to begin to cry out before the Lord and really begin to pray like never before in this nation. There are some things that are at hand. There are some cities. There are some regions that are at stake. Literally, we're in the midst of judgment upon this nation. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me.
Yes.
Amen. And I'm telling you, we need to really buckle down and begin to seek the face of God like never before. And we need to begin to protect the walls of this nation. Amen. And we need to begin to pray. So I'm not going to hold y'all longer. I'm gonna release the woman of God to come on. I'm going to probably be jumping in and out toward the end of the message, so y'all forgive me, but I got to go pick my wife up. Amen. But I'm gonna release the woman of God to go ahead and flow on tonight. Amen. We're going to mute the lines, and we are recording. Amen. And when we release the calls, amen, y'all come on and ask for prayer tonight. If you need to hear a word from the Lord, I know we got some qualified men and women of God on the phone tonight that know how to speak a word from the Lord. And I'm even the more confident that, forgive me, Renisha, I might jack it up again. I'm even the more confident that the Lord going to speak through her tonight as well. Praise God. Amen. Come on, sister. Let the Lord use you. Praise God. Yes.
Hey, it's Mike.
Hold your question to the end of the call, Mike.
Okay.
All right. Praise
amen,
God.
Amen. Praise God. So we first of all give God all the glory and the honor for this moment and this opportunity, and just speak blessings upon you, Apostle. I'm thankful to God, because He knows exactly what we need and when we need it and how we need it. You don't know, you know. I just praise God that you were able to hear from the Spirit of God exactly, because I would have sat down forever until the Lord came to pull me by my shirt and say, "Get up here." So,
amen. I'm sorry. I think I see the number, but I think I muted the wrong one. Go ahead, Renish. I'm sorry.
You got me mute?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I got the strange number because I'm calling off my computer. So it
okay.
may say like Minnesota or something like that.
Okay.
So it's a funny number. So so I just praise God for that, and I'm thankful for each and every person who I know got on the line to support me, and I'm just giving God all the glory and the honor, because only He knows where I stand today in my walk with Him. So I would like to start with some prayer here. And just, Father God, I just lift up this day. Father God, I give you all the honor and the glory. I give you, Father God, just the praise and just to magnify your name, Father God, for choosing, Father God, me at this hour, allowing me, Father God, to hold your precious word within my spirit. And Father God, that you trust me in this hour. And not only that you trust me, but Father God, that you sent a man, your son, Father God, to speak to me and confirm unto my spirit, Father God, what you've been saying to me for a long time. So I thank you and I praise you for that. Father God, I ask that you would take complete control over this word, that you would not allow me, Father God, to cause it any harm, that I would, Father God, that I would speak your word as you intended for it to be spoken, that I would add nothing that belongs to me, Father God, but that you be glorified in every moment of it. So I just lift it up, Father God, to you right now, asking that you take complete control, that you remove me out of the way, only but to use me as your vessel in this moment. I give you all the praise and the glory in Jesus' wonderful and mighty name. Amen. So the Lord had been dealing with me about the giftings and things that he had placed in my spirit. If you can tell me real quick if I'm really loud or whatever, because I don't want to be too much in the mic or whatever, hurting people's ears.
You're doing fine. You just got a little static in the line.
Okay. Right now, is it good now or is it still staticky?
Yeah, it's still a little staticky, but you're doing okay.
So the Lord has been dealing with me. I've been going through situations, and the Lord began to show me, bring to my memory and spirit about reaping and sowing, and how He entrusts us with certain things and expects us to give these gifts back to Him. And to sow them into His kingdom. I was at a service a couple of days ago last week, and there was a man there that was given a report of terminal cancer. Well, only the week before, this man had encouraged me in regards to a testimony I had given, and the Lord had placed him in my spirit, and I kept him in my spirit until that Saturday night, and the Lord kept saying that I needed to sow these talents into the kingdom because I wanted to reap something out of the kingdom, and I wanted to receive breakthrough in the situation I was in. So He put the man in my spirit, and I saw the man and I followed him outside to his car, and he was in his car. He was in the parking lot. Him and his wife getting ready to leave his Bible that I was at, and I kept saying, "Lord, how do I sow this?" Because I thought that I was supposed to put in front of people, in front of the service, but the opportunity never did present itself, and so I followed this man out into the parking lot, and I sang this song to him, and I sowed it into his spirit. After that, the Lord began to show me, gave me the parable for the talents, how I had sown this into this man's spirit, this song into his spirit with encouragement. And at the moment, that was exactly what I needed, was encouragement. So He was showing me that what I sowed was what I was going to reap, that in the area that I needed the most, was the area that I needed to sow in. And I y'all forgive me because I don't believe myself to be seasoned. I don't believe myself to be a scholar in anything. But this is what the Lord placed on me, and I just pray that the Holy Ghost have His way and just lead and direct our words so I can deliver exactly what the Lord wants me to in this with this word. So I'm in Matthew 24, 25 and 15.
Say it one more time, because you're still kind of breaking up a little bit.
Okay. Let me see. The scripture is 25. 15. And I'm going to try to call him on my phone because I'm that sometimes these computers call to me. I'm going to get him in here. Okay, probably you'll have to unmute the line. I just called on you.
Okay, yeah, you're good.
Did you hear me?
I'm sorry,
y'all. I just don't want to interfere, so can you give me the... I'm calling on the other line.
There you go.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that, y'all. Excuse me. So, Matthew 25 and 15. To one he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received the 5 talents went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more. So also the one with the 2 talents gained 2 more, but the man who had received the 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received the 5 talents brought the other 5. Master, he said, you have entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with the 2 talents also came. Master, he said, you have entrusted me with 2 talents. See, I have gained 2 more. The master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Then the man who had received the 1 talent came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. See, you know that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well, then you should have put my money on deposit with the banker so that when I return, I would have received it back with interest. Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents. For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have in abundance. Whoever does not have even what he has will be taken from him. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. In my understanding of this verse, I could see myself with the things that the Lord had placed in my spirit. I knew about different giftings and things that the Lord had given to me and had allowed me to carry. And at times I wouldn't open my mouth when I had a word of encouragement. I wouldn't share faith when there was a moment of opportunity to exercise my faith. There were times when the Lord was asking me to speak a word to someone, and I was afraid that I would do wrong by him or not speak right for fear of man or for fear of my own inabilities to do the things that the Lord was calling me to do. So in those moments, the Lord began to show me how he had given me these gifts and talents, and that not only had I been hoarding them and sitting on them and hiding them like the one servant that was given the 1 talent, I was hiding them and saying, Lord, these are just for you. I'm going to give it back to you. Instead, the Lord was telling me that there were areas of the body that I needed to share these giftings with. These gifts, these talents that he had placed within me were for the body and not for my own self. And giving them to the body, I was giving them back to him. So I go on to Galatians 6. And the Lord was saying, let him who receives instruction in the word of God share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his... Oh, sorry, y'all, I'm going too far. Let him who receives instruction in the word share all good things with his teacher. Do not be deceived and deluded and misled. God will not allow himself to be sneered, mocked by mere pretensions or professions, or by his precepts being set aside. He inevitably deludes himself who attempts to delude God. For whatever a man sows, that and that only is what he will reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap decay, ruin, and destruction. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. So the Lord was telling me that in order for me, in this situation that I was in order for me to have some of the things that I desired, that I needed to sow into the Spirit, into my spirit to reap from it, the things that are internal that God had promised me in the beginning. I wanted to walk in my breakthrough, that I had to be a part of sowing into somebody else's breakthrough. The Lord has called me to not be religious, or to not to be, I guess some of us say churchy, but to not do things according to what we're necessarily used to, but to be led by His Spirit to do the things that He, that pleases Him. There's so many times in the body that we want to please man, and we operate in our giftings to please man, and that way in those things we are operating and sowing into the flesh, and that's why we don't receive any production out of anything that we do. God is calling us to a higher level in Him and asking for us to be His children and to walk according to His Spirit and not according to our flesh. That the things that He placed within us, we sow into the kingdom, that we might reap exactly that from the kingdom. That the kingdom of God would grow and enhance, and that kingdom be the governing system. That we would put aside what we think things should be, or how we think it should go, but do it according to what His Word says in regards to the giftings and the talents, that we sow those things that they may grow, because that's what the Word is saying here.
Doing good, sister. Come on. Praise God.
Oh God, I see so many people, so many of us, you know, operating in the flesh in regards to the giftings that God has given us to please people. And then there are some of us who know that God is calling us to a higher level, and because of what we see around us, we've been afraid and ashamed and discouraged to step forward into the things that God is calling us to do. There are so many of us in this hour right now that God is calling to the forefront, and if we give ear to the wrong a mouthpiece in this hour, our dreams, the vision, and the purpose can be aborted if we're not wise unto what we and where we sow these gifts, these talents. And I know that the talents, I know a lot of people, I've heard it different ways or whatever, and some people say that ain't the same thing, but that's what the Lord placed in my spirit in regards to this talent. And not necessarily a talent or a dancing talent, but what it is that He entrusted in us, what it is He entrusted in us. Some of us are gifted in the prophetic, in intercession, and some of us have the gifts of faith and knowledge and wisdom and all those things, but we're not sowing it into the kingdom. It's a badge. I'm a prophet. A fear, all these different things, but it's not being sown into the kingdom to edify
the body as God intended for us to. So then you have these groups of people right now that's sitting on them, that done hid and dug their gifts in the ground and say, no, Lord, this is just for you. I'm going to give these gifts just back to you. But God is saying, no, the body needs it. My people need it. The body needs those words of encouragement. The body needs those words of prophecy to encourage and to push people into the destiny that he's calling them forth in. So some of us got giftings right now we're sitting on, and God has been dealing with us about them and telling us that I want you to use it here, or I want you to use it there, but because those people that he wants you to use it to don't look like the people you think it should look like. You're not on a podium or a stage or whatever it is that our own preconceived ideas of what it is God wants to use us to do. We need to be open. Like I said, I thought that I was supposed to, not that I necessarily wanted to, but that I thought that it was supposed to be in front of the church, that I was supposed to sing this song. But God had me sing this song to that man in the parking lot, just to him and his wife, and nobody else was around. And I had to, and it opened my eyes to being instant and just being led by his spirit. Because if I would have sat there, then I would have missed the moment where I could sow this amount of encouragement to this man's spirit. So I say be open to what it is God is calling you to do with these giftings and sow in the area he's calling you to sow in, not the area you think you're sowing in. We need to know where we're sowing because that's where we're going to reap from. So I just say be open to what it is God is drawing you to, and don't look at it with our natural eyes because they'll deceive us and take us the wrong way. Another thing I would share is that same song. I was in a moment of discouragement on Sunday after all these things, and I got into a moment of prayer with my sister, and we went to war over my family and praying for my family and my husband and situations. And there was a group of homeless men, see, because I live about 25 minutes away from the capital of Wisconsin. And I was across the street from the Capitol, the building. And there was a group of men sitting out there, some homeless, some just in transition, some just on the street. And I got through praying, and I said, the Lord placed in my spirit that my man, my husband, needed encouragement. Here was a group of men. So I got out of that van and I went out there and I sung that song to those men to encourage them, because I need as much, my household need as much encouragement as we can get. So again, I just was led by the Spirit and I got out and I sold that into these men, and they didn't even expect it, you know. So I just say be open and let the Lord use you in whatever way he wants to, and don't try to make it your own idea. This tonight would have never been my own idea, and if you ask me, I ain't ready. But if the Lord says so, then I am. So tonight I bless God. I don't have any more to share. I'll share the song with y'all, and I'm gonna move forward and open it up for prayer or whatever Apostle Hill would like to share with. I know it usually goes a little bit longer, but that's all I have. Is that okay with you, Pastor?
Amen. Hey, I'm gonna tell you, you said a mouthful, because my spirit is stirred right now. I don't know about anybody else's, but my spirit is stirred right now. But go ahead and come forward with that song. I want to hear this song.
Well, I'll sing it my own way, y'all, and I'll just sing it my own way. And if I crack, I crack, but it's just to share and encourage y'all to keep moving in the things of God and allow him to use you in every area. So, because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. lets me rest in the meadow's grass. He leads me beside the quiet stream. He restores my failing health, and he helps me to do what honors him the most. That's why I'm saved. That's why I'm saved. That's why I'm saved. I'm safe in His arms. Hallelujah. Y'all be blessed tonight, and thank you for your support.
Wow. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I'm going to start unmuting the lines. Amen. And y'all can feel free to answer prayer. I'm going to let the Lord continue to use us. But it's one thing about something that she said tonight. I recall so many different messages in my own spirit as she was speaking on this topic. Have any of y'all ever heard that revelation talk like that about the gifts and the talents? And has anybody ever heard that word talk like that before?
This is Evangelist Kim, Apostle Hill. How are you tonight?
God bless you, Evangelist Kim. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. How are you? I ain't heard from you in like six moons and a couple of Sundays. What's happening?
Oh, glory to God. I got your text message maybe about a half an hour ago. And I said, you know, I'm getting ready to call in. I've never heard it ministered like that, because a lot of pastors has always equated that to money. And so now I look at it as the woman of God was ministering as, for every good and perfect gift He has given you is considered to be a talent. And so the talent that He has given you is not for you to sit on or even give back to Him, because He is the giver. So in order to bless God, you got to bless His people. So I look at it as that, as taking everything that He has given you, every talent, every good and perfect gift, and sharing it with your brother and sister, and that they may be delivered, or they may be saved, or healing will come forth. They may get encouragement. They, whatever it is that God has given you, you give unto them. Freely He give it unto you, freely you give unto them.
Praise God. Praise God. Anybody else? Have anybody else ever heard that? I'm telling you, even though you didn't say a lot, Sister Renisha, I'm telling you, that was a powerful word.
It really was.
Sometimes you don't need to say a whole bunch. And God knows just what to say in the little bit that you do say. Amen.
Well,
go ahead. Who's speaking?
This is Brother Conrad John Nelson. Renisha, that was awesome. Awesome. And it was very well spoken. And very excited to hear what the Lord is doing in this network. And very excited to just be part of this. It was news to me that anything like this even existed, and I've been blessed tonight. That's all I can say. I've been blessed tonight.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Nobody? Amen. Who's speaking?
This is Sister Pam Smith. I am also calling from Wisconsin, and that was my spiritual daughter that was ministering to you all tonight.
Amen.
And, just give God glory for speaking in and through her. What touched my heart in her message was that there, God doesn't always come and ask us to minister as well in a conventional kind of way. And I'll take that a step further and talk about the church, the building.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that when we think we are ministering on Sundays, as we should, as a corporate body in the church, there are times when the Lord gives us an unction to allow Him to work in and through us, to just be available, make ourselves available as an instrument, and because it doesn't come in a conventional format, we hesitate. Just like the Sister Renicia turned that van and got out of that van and went over in the midst of those men. We don't know who in that crowd needed that life-given message of song and encouragement, and sometimes we quench the Spirit of God because we don't want to minister in a unconventional way, or we don't want to look foolish, or what would people think. So I just am so encouraged by that word to just be ready in season and out of season, you know, as the Lord calls us and releases us and assigns us, we should just say, yes, Lord, yes to your way and yes to your will, and to just get up and do what thus saith the Lord. So I'm really encouraged by that word, Renicia, and God bless you all.
Thank you.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Anybody else? I'm going to let everybody else comment because I got something I want to say, but I want to hear everybody else. Amen.
You know, I guess I can just I could chime in again. This is Conrad. I really do believe that is accurate, that to give back to the body of Christ with your talent, your God sowed talent that He sowed into you. And you can also just sow it out into, it's taking it out of the four walls of the church, and it's taking that out into the world. And I think that's what He wants, and He desires that, because that's what He wants out of us, is He wants us to be, like, fully vested in Him, like, full, to utilize everything that He's ever given us, to just give back, and to just keep giving, and giving, and giving. And I think that is what it is about. I think that even in regards to speaking prophecy, and so much more.
Amen. Conrad, wow. Where you call it? Where you call it from, Conrad?
Westfield, Wisconsin.
All right. Praise God. Praise God. Wisconsin represents tonight. Amen. Yeah. Amen. I guess I call y'all. I call y'all a homeboy, a homegirl, since I'm from Indiana. So.
I just want to say I was super blessed tonight by Renicia's message. She got online and posted that she was going to be speaking, and I just prayed for the Holy Spirit to move, and that's exactly what He did.
Amen.
I was just so encouraged and so blessed, and just to see what God is doing through Renicia's life, and that song was a blessing. I miss your voice, Renicia. It was just such a blessing, and I'm just so happy that we were able to be a part of this tonight. So, God bless you.
Amen.
Love you guys.
Hey,
Nisha, this and that. I'm here.
I hear you, girl. I hear you.
Yeah, hey, there's one other, this is Sister Pam again, just one other comment that I'd like to offer, and that is, you know, that the Lord was not impressed when the man with the talent tried to return the talent back to the Lord in the same measure that he had received it. So there is an expectancy. There is an expectancy on from the Lord that his seed will multiply and it would be exceedingly abundantly more than it had the potential to do when we received it from him. So we're not impressed in the Lord to just return it back to him.
Right. That's right. Amen. Amen. Did anybody else wanna jump in?
This is Sister Aretha.
God bless you, Sister Aretha. Come on.
Yeah, I was blessed by Renicia's message. And yes, I've actually heard the way that she preached it, and we are required to do what God has called us to do.
Amen. Sister Aretha gonna be speaking on the next training conference call. Don't y'all miss that.
All right.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Anybody
hey,
else?
Hey, Apostle.
Yes.
It's Mike.
Come on, Michael. What's going on, man?
Nothing. So, you know how we've been doing the school of prophets and everything, and you know about my money situation and everything. So, about 2 weeks ago, guy was prophesying to me not to take any insurance jobs. Cause a whole bunch of insurance people were calling me, trying to get me to work from. Finally, I find a decent job. But a week before that, I prophesied to my fiance. She doesn't really believe in spiritual gifts. 3 days later, that I thought that I would get a job, and I've been out of work for about 2 months. I get a job. 3 days later, they find out how good I am. Promote me to manager. Give me a $2 raise plus triple the bonuses. I'm going to corporate tomorrow. Got my total on a hurt you on Sunday.
That's awesome. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Well, we praise God for you, Michael. That's awesome. That's awesome. Bless the Lord. Amen. That's a place to praise Him. Hallelujah. 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 It's something about our faithfulness too. And you know, even in reference to ministered on tonight, a lot of times, you know, and this is why I say a lot of messages went through my mind and in my spirit while I was hearing the word tonight, and I recall the Apostle Peter, amen, showing at the gate of called Beautiful when he said, "Silver and gold have I none."
Have not,
amen.
Yes.
And you know, many times the apostles passed by this same place when they were with Jesus, and Jesus never healed this man. But then here comes the apostles later on in their ministry, and this man is instantly healed. And sometimes we have to look at, you know, we might strive with others, and we might work their vision for a season, and God is totally He's totally behind us 100% when we honor and we respect another one's vision. But there's times in our life where God wants to use us.
Yeah.
There's times when God wants to release His word through your lips. He wants to use His anointing through your laying on of hands, through your prayer, through your prophetic word, through your ministry. There's something special about you, the way God purposely designed you and made you and where He placed you. There's something specific that He wants to do, and there's a specific miracle that He wants to perform through your life. And when we submit to that, and we bring ourselves subject to it, and we honor God with those talents, it's better than giving money. It's better than sowing a seed.
Hallelujah.
You know, one of the things I've shared, and many of you all that missed the last School of the Prophet, one of the things that we talked about in that last call was we brought an understanding on tithing. If y'all missed it, I'm sorry, but I hope you have an opportunity to go back and listen to it. But there was a revelation and that we shared on that, and then that of our giving. But a lot of times, sometimes we need to learn how to give of our time. Our time, there's some of us have so much talent in our time management that we can give of our time and assist in ministry administrative duties that need to take place in the house. Some of y'all just real some folks just anointed to clean real good. I ain't gonna tell you no tale. Some folks can clean, and some folks just can't clean at all. it don't matter where you put them at and what assignment you give them, they just can't clean. But you can always count on Sister So and So and Brother So and So. I got some. I run a huge program here in Central Texas, and I got men and women of all ages that work for me, and they work in different homes for different clients and whatnot. And I got some men that clean better than the women. And they just anointed. They talented. They can cook. They gift. And ain't nothing funny about them. They go home to their wives and they take care of their families just like everybody else. But they anointed. They got gifts. And they serve. And they're serving these people with their gifts and their talents. And so many people have different skills and different abilities, whereas they can serve in the house of prayer. You may not be able to give thousands of dollars, but you can sing your heart out. And if you would just give that over to the Lord and just bless the people with that anointing that's on your life, and people will get set free and delivered by the power of God just under the sound of your voice. Just because you yielded and submitted your gifts and your callings to the Lord. Now, you might not be able to prophesy and to hundreds of people and folks come and stand up and next to you while you prophesy and lay hands and you call forth those things out of the spirit realm. And you may not be that, you may not be that particular individual that's talented to do that. But you might be a real good catcher. And you know how to get down on the flow and comfort folks. Come on, somebody. Somebody got to do it. Come on. Somebody got to do it. We always looking to be up in the forefront instead of being in the back where God's folks is just as much needed. You might be really skilled in the English language. You may have did well in school. You've been able to access certain degrees. And you got men and women of God out here that are writing books left and right. You might be an awesome editor where you can proofread somebody's stuff. And God will just begin to use you to be that great editor, that great proofreader. And before you know it, everybody and their mama calling on you to come and edit and read their books and proofread it. Make sure they got the right punctuation. You got the right quotation marks. You know, and you may even be a good designer, a good artist. You got to, we got to get to that place where we begin to use our skills in the kingdom of God again. You know, years ago, they really began to teach on the ministry of health. I'm telling you, it's nothing like the ministry of health. We need people that can play the instruments, folks that are skillful upon the string instruments. The Bible says when David played the string instrument, when he was in the presence of Saul, he cast the devil out. And some of you may be well equipped and skilled to play upon the string instruments. There's a woman of God, her name is Teresa Griffith. I had an opportunity to hear her minister before, and she plays 18 different flutes. And each flute that she plays, she specifically prophesies in different dimensions upon playing those different flutes.
Hallelujah.
So there's many gifts and talents in the body of Christ, and God has given us the ability to sow our talents, sow our gifts in the presence of his people so that we can be a blessing in the kingdom.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I think about myself, you know, when Renisha was ministering, I think about myself and how over the years God had me to speak a specific prophetic word to certain individuals, and I wasn't looking for no monetary gifts or anything of that nature. Next thing I know, I'm getting a knock on the door, and I got two checks coming. And Lord know I needed it at the time. But I wasn't looking for it just because I gave a prophetic word. But you never know out of the obedience of your heart and doing what God tells you to do and submitting to his will at that particular time, you never know what God will do for you. And many of you have a call of God on your life, and God has been calling you, and he's been beckoning you and telling you to come on, I need you to preach. There are certain groups of people that you have been assigned to, and God is calling you to minister to them. There are certain times of the day where God is requiring you to pray, and you need to submit that gift in prayer, that gift and that anointing to intercede for others at that time of the day that God called you to pray. Some of you are being waking up at 2 and 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning, and you have a gift to intercede for nations, and God is calling you to do that thing, and you need to begin to submit to it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is your seed that you need to sow into the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Awesome word tonight, woman of God. Awesome word tonight. Praise God. Praise God.
If I could say what, if I get to share just 1 minute what state I was in when I got that text message too. I've really been going through a lot lately. Everybody, you know, most of the people in my life know that. And I've been pressing and pushing and just saying, you know, doing things day by day. So he sent the text message saying, would you be interested? And I said, and laugh out loud, Renisha. Because I was on the floor today, sick to death, hadn't spoke, didn't want to talk to nobody, had really been doing a very limited amount of communicating with folks for the last 2 days, just kind of in myself. So, you know, praise be to God, because only he would have knew, you know, only he could have said, you can do this today.
Sister Renisha, this is Evangelist Kim. I found out even in your going through, in your storms, God will have you to minister unto someone else.
Yes.
That deliverance will come forth, or, you know, salvation, healing, whatever it is that God is needing you to do, and sowing that seed into someone else's life. Usually sometimes that will come through your own storm.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Because it's a place where you're bearing down.
Amen. Amen.
That is so true.
This is Rosa. Renisha, you always, you will always say it's in the storm. You were always telling me it's in the storm, Rosa, it's in the storm. I'm sorry, I didn't get to hear the whole message, but I will listen to it, and I know that it's almost like a sign when we're getting into distraction. I would tell you, Nisha, he's squeezing you, and it's to get that talent out. You know, it's when we think we can't. It's when he shows up, but God.
Yep.
But I'm just thankful for God and my relationship with you. I'm watching you. I'm learning from you. I'm listening to you. I'm there for you.
Oh, I know
it. You know, I love you so much. I know you have so much potential inside you. I love to be able to fellowship with you. And that goes for everybody here online, because we do need one another. What you can't see, because what one can only see from the left, the other one can see from the right, and the other one can see from the back, and we all kind of help each other to grow.
Safety in the flesh.
Amen. Right. Amen.
That's it. That's good. That's good. That's good. Wow. That's awesome. I tell you, I am excited to hear all of the support that Renisha has out there. I did get her text this past Sunday. And she kind of shared a little bit about what she was going through. But one thing y'all going to learn about Apostle Hill, just for me to say Apostle, period, I went through something, and I still go through something to keep it.
Amen.
And you just don't acquire, and I tell people this all the time, you know, you can run around and slap any title on your name if you want. I guarantee you, you're going to pay the price for it.
You can
holler a apostle all you want, all over Facebook, but eventually you're going to get checked, and we're going to see what kind of apostle you are.
And that happens very, very rapidly.
Yeah, it does. And that's not to say that you should not, you know, you should not use the term apostle. You know, many scriptures that the Apostle Paul refers to, he would refer to himself as an apostle of Jesus Christ. You know, so a lot of people get offended because people do use titles. And, you know, all I can tell you is if you got a job and you make money and you get a paycheck for it, you get a paycheck according to that title.
Yeah.
Yep. And so for us to downgrade one another in the body of Christ because of a title, that's just erroneous. But when you do put on that title, you better be ready to be responsible for the title that you carry. And you
that's
better
right,
be able
right.
to carry out the assignment that goes with that title also.
That's right.
Apostle Hill, it's ironic that you mentioned that. This is Douglas Kim. I kind of like got a little discouraged here within the last year or so, which is why you haven't really heard from me. I come from a ministry with the pastors, the leadership there was more about the title itself, and it had gotten to a point where they started ministering a different doctrine that, and you know that what you're hearing is not right, and it came out of the mouths of the leaders that if you don't pay tithes, then God is saying that you're really not saved. If you don't pay tithes, you're not saved. And so that just did something to my spirit because I'm like, me tithing has nothing to do with my salvation. You understand what I'm saying? And it just kind of, because there are some people that don't have money to tithe, or they're out of work for a season, and they can't tithe. And, but are you going to snatch away their salvation in the Lord because they're not given what you're expecting? And so that kind of like did something to me, and it was like, and then after a while, I think he kind of like just kicked me out of the church, if you will.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, we touched on that. I still do the School of the Prophets too. I think you was around when I did it the last time.
Yeah.
But we've been doing it lately. Every other Thursday night, and every Thursday night we got something going on, you guys. Every Thursday night is something going on, and we're actually extending the School of the Prophets past September the 1st. So we'll be announcing that. But one of the things I did touch on was in the area of tithing. You know, right then and there, anytime especially in Afro-American churches, we use the term too loosely, pay tithes. You don't pay tithes. You just don't. You don't pay tithes. You sow your tithe and offering. You know, and we need to. We really need to study the scripture. We need to really get into the Word of God and deal with what the scripture is saying head on. And I always challenge people when we do a teaching on that in the area of tithing. Giving your tithing is just the minimum. That's the minimum blessing in the kingdom.
That's right.
So we don't tell people that they shouldn't tithe, but giving your tithe is just the minimum. When you really want to get down into some real kingdom giving, give it all.
Amen.
Right. See, right. That just blew everybody mad. Right.
I know that's right. It didn't blow my mind, Apostle Hill, because I'm right there. You understand what I'm saying? It's so much like the woman God said that when God is telling you to give a word or to tell somebody something that He's saying, and you don't because you feel shame or because you're afraid of what people are going to say. I've been there. I have been there where God has spoken to me and said, "Evan Kim, I want you to tell her that. I want you to tell him this." And I would not do it because on the basis of what people may say about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got a testimony in regard to, the title. My wife and I, we got married in the midst of the battle, in the midst of ministry, and we have been walking it out ever since. And the Lord kind of spoke to me about a year ago that this would probably bloom into a marriage ministry and helping counsel people through marriage. Now, I understand that I'm only 2 years into my marriage. It didn't quite make any sense, but I started vocalizing that to my wife. And over the course of the last year, we have went through some serious battles and just relational battles and digging deep into our soul and seeing where our soul had even been damaged. And He's been bringing us out of stuff that may not otherwise had happened if I hadn't just been speaking that. Now, I'm not walking down the street saying that I'm going to be holding marriage conferences. That's not what's going on. But what's going on is, in the midst of our own marriage, there's a strengthening from within, and it's just a really neat thing that's going on.
Praise God. This is an awesome call tonight. It's so sobering. I love what God is doing here tonight. You know, there's no what's the term I want to use? There's no real deep stuff going on here tonight.
Right.
People are being real transparent, really open, and this is wonderful. This is a good time for strengthening. I thank God that all of you were able to join us tonight. I can't hang too long, but everything is so rich here. I do want to encourage you all. I know we got a lot of callers around the country. We're still looking for callers that are interested in being a partner with us. And taking on an extension number through our 800 number and praying for different individuals around the country. It's gotten so, y'all, I'm telling you, I can't handle the calls. They're coming in left and right, and they've already even began to come in from Canada. And we haven't even asked for anybody in Canada yet.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody's interested, whether you're in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, and I'm surprised I don't have anybody from Indiana yet. We planted two churches in Indiana.
Praise God.
And so I'm like, where is everybody at? You know, and we covered folks, and I even covered a ministry in Illinois. So I'm like, where is everybody at? So, you know, we just thank God anyway, but I do encourage y'all to visit the website. If you're interested, all you got to do is just submit the electronic transmission on the website where it says Prayer and Prophetic Ministry. Let me know you're interested, and then we'll go from there. But we're going to continue with that, and we're probably going to keep doing this until the Lord says something different. But like I said, it's our goal and it's our vision to develop a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week prayer. Eventually, with the technology, I pray that we'll be even have an opportunity to even put it through some like with Skype, something like that. I mean, that would be a blessing if you can access somebody in the middle of the night and get prayer and see who's praying for you.
Amen.
So so many apostles that we've been in contact with over the years. Some of them are using Skype to minister over in the nations. One apostle that I've gotten really good and friendly with lately is over in Orlando, has a couple of churches that he covers in India, and every Sunday or at least a Sunday each month, he'll Skype into one of the churches out there, and he says literally all the pastors and leaders, they come up to the screen and they get prayed for, and he's ministered to, and there's such an impact because of that technology.
Wow.
So,
that's wonderful.
So we thank God for the technology, but we also want to see, we also want to be able to touch the people too, and have an opportunity to travel into those areas as well, and be able to be a blessing. So we're going to be in San Antonio August the 27th. Amen. We'll be down there ministering, and we're going to be there. We're going to have two services that day, and we're looking forward to coming, and I believe God's going to do an awesome work there. Amen. We're looking for all those that's in that surrounding area to join us, even in this area. It's only a 2-hour drive from here, so it's about the same distance from Gary to Indianapolis. So if we're just looking for some folks to come on and join us. We're going to have an awesome time. It's a free conference, free service. Amen. We just ask you to just come and be a blessing, and we're just going to have a good time in the Lord. Amen. So we'll continue with the School of the Prophets on next Thursday. If you haven't signed up yet, I will be putting the register back up for those that's interested. Just go to the website, and you can register from there. And we're going to continue with that. Like I said, we're going to go right on in past September the 1st. After today, for the next 7 days, we'll be fasting if y'all want to join us. And it's from the moment that you wake up in the morning until 4 o'clock in the afternoon for 7 days. I know some folks already said, Apostle, you know I like lunch. You know I like breakfast. Why you couldn't do dinner time or something like that, you know.
Wow.
So we'll be fasting for, that's nothing. I mean, some folks get up at about 6, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. And so 4 o'clock, that's nothing. hey man, you know, y'all do that on a lot of times when you ain't got no money for lunch, no way, you go the whole day sipping no water.
Right.
So, but this time, just do it in the fast. Praise God.
Hey. Well, Apostle Hill, before you get off the line, I would like to have prayer.
Amen. I'm going to have prayer with everybody here in just a minute.
Okay.
Amen. I'm going to pray a general prayer. Amen. But again, if you all are interested in the in what we got going on, just visit the website. Amen. We do have a new website. It's not the same as it was when we was in Indiana. It's www.kingdomexousia.org. Amen. Keep us in your prayers. Amen. We fighting here in Texas, y'all. They got some different devils down here.
Right.
And so we fighting. Amen. So y'all keep us in your prayers. Amen. If the Lord put on your heart to sow a seed, especially for the trip that's coming up, because we do have to pour out some funds, amen, to go down there. Amen. If the Lord put on your heart, amen, please feel free to sow a seed. We are looking at putting up the electronic donation button on the website soon. I'm just not doing like everybody else. Everybody use PayPal. I had a bad experience with PayPal. So, but we'll be going to use something different. But like I said, keep us in your prayers. Things are happening. We're growing. Amen. God's doing some awesome things. Awesome word tonight, Renisha. Awesome word.
Amen.
Let the Lord continue to use you. I tell you, one of the things that the Lord was, I didn't want to continue. I was about to share it with you in the email I sent you this afternoon. But the Lord spoke to me and said that even after tonight, he would begin to stir you to move in even greater ministry. That was just a temporary stirring that you felt tonight. But there's going to be an even greater word that the Lord will begin to birth into your spirit, and he's going to stir you in an even greater way where much revelation will begin to pour out of your spirit. And even though you sing it and you're blessing people through the song, you're going to not only begin to sing through natural songs that have already been recorded, but there's going to be a sound that's going to come from heaven, and God's going to release you to begin to sing prophetically, and you'll be able to minister what you are already speaking on concerning the things of God. And when the kingdom of God is preached, I hear the Lord say, through the message that he'll give you and the impartation that you'll be releasing over his people, the Lord says that he's going to cause the place to rock like never before. I don't know why he said that, but he said the place will begin to rock. And as the place begins to rock and shake and literally begins to come up under the umbrella of his anointing, you're going to see signs and wonders come out of your ministry that you've never seen before, says the Spirit of the living God.
Thank you,
Father, we thank you for this word on tonight, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would just begin to fill it in the hearts of every believer. And Father, that you would cause it to regenerate, Father, every dead thing that's in their spirit, Father, and send your resurrection power, Father, and begin to manifest your glory upon your people. Father, I pray that we understand, Lord, that it is necessary for us to use all of the gifts and the talents that you have set before us, Father. And Lord, even for those, God, that have been sitting on their gifts, Father, and have not been moving in the things to God, Father, Lord, I put them in remembrance, Father, just like the Apostle Paul spoke to Timothy, Father, before the laying on of hands, Father, by the presbytery, Father, of all the gifts, Lord, of all the talents, Father, even through the words of prophecy that were spoken over their life, Father, I stir up every gift on this plate, in this room on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and I command them to come forth now as citizens of the kingdom of God, and that they begin to flow in signs and wonders, that they begin to preach the word, Father, instant in season and out of season, and Father, that they may flow in your glory and that they may release a word unto your people, Father, that will bring healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I ask you to dispatch the angels of the Lord on tonight, Father, and that they may go into the various homes, Father, that represent this call tonight, Father, and even for those that will listen on the website and the archive. Father, I pray that they would be touched by the anointing of God that is on this call tonight and that they would receive your resurrection power in the name of Jesus. And Father, I even call those things that be not as though they were, Father, for your people that are in need on tonight, Father. Those that need financial breakthrough, Father. Those that need healing in their body, Father. Those that, Father, that are praying for their families, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, I speak life into their situation. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing into their body, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I break that poverty spirit over every circumstance, Father, that has controlled
restrain their finances, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father. And we speak life, Lord, as you begin to breathe upon their situation on tonight in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for a powerful move of God upon your people on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, I rebuke every spirit of demonic backlash and retaliation right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Praise God. God bless you all. We love you. Amen. Again, y'all keep us in your prayers. Amen. And we'll see you all next time. Praise God.
Amen.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless you all.